What are you looking forward to this week with another team coming in?
Just playing against another team, and the competition, obviously, for me, preseason is like the regular season. So I'm looking forward to getting back into, obviously, we got the two practices, but really Thursday night is what, you know, you come out here and practice for 2 weeks, and you just want to play in a game. So it's good that it's coming up.
My last question, it's kind of a tough question. Obviously, you know what your contractual situation is, mm-hmm. at the end of the year. These are your interviews. These are more job interviews than you'll go
sure.
through now than maybe, you know, depending upon circumstances. But these are big games for you.
Sure. And I think, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So for me, the only thing I can control is the way I play. And I try to come out here every day and prepare myself as well as I can, that when the real bullets are flying, that, you know, I'll be out there and try to, you know, play as well as I can.
So you don't sit around and say, boy, I have to play well because...
No, because, I mean, who knows what, you know, what could happen. You never want to, you know, look too far in the future. Just worry about the present.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
How much are you improving in your mind, Brian, as you go here from year to year, practice to practice?
Sure, and from day to day, I think you always try to make improvements. So I think with football, there's never going to be a perfect day. You want there to be, but maybe you want to throw it to the guy's outside shoulder instead of his inside shoulder. You know, it could be as little as that, or it could be, you know, learning the progression in a new play. So for me, you know, practice is an opportunity to get better every day. And obviously with the group of quarterbacks we have here, the competition that we have, I think, brings the best out of all of us, really. And for Ryan and I to be chasing a guy like Tom, there's not, you know, a better quarterback in the game. So for us, that's a pretty high standard and a high goal to get to.
And what is Thursday like for you personally?
Sure, like I said, you come out here and practice in the heat, and, you know, you have training camp, but it's all for the game. So I'm really looking forward to playing against other people besides Gerard Mayo and, you know, Dante Hightower and all those guys. So it'll be good to get some fresh faces in here, and obviously different schemes and things like that. And I think that'll really, you know, test where we're at.
That's the big one. What are the practices like against another team?
Yeah, it's, you know, the last time we had it here, that was my first time doing it. And when you don't know what to expect, it's kind of different. But now going into it, you kind of know, you're not going to know what they're playing. You're not going to know the coverages they're playing. You kind of just got to read it on the fly, which is really good for quarterback because, you know, as much as you scout teams for games, and you know, there's no rule that says that they have to play what they've played the last previous game. So, for us, just to go out there and go through our reads and progressions and react to what they give us is really good.
Does it seem like this is your fourth training camp? Does it seem like 4 years?
Yeah, it does.
Does it really?
Yeah. Yeah. They fly by, though. It's like I said, it's great that we're playing Thursday night because that kind of signifies that you're getting into you know, season mode.
What kind of progression have you seen from Ryan Mallett?
He's done great. I mean, obviously last year with the lockout, he kind of got shorthanded and, you know, wasn't given the offseason program, the OTAs and things like that. So I think, you know, with a year under his belt, he's done a really good job.
Chris Sims been playing out here. Have you been able to work with him much, and what has he had?
I've talked to Chris a few times. Obviously, talking to a guy who's played quarterback in the NFL is always interesting. You want to get as many vantage points as you can. And, you know, so for me, and, you know, he's played in this system a little bit too. So if I have a question and Josh is busy or someone's busy, and I know that I can kind of go to him and talk it over through him and see what, you know, he kind of thinks about it.
Is he working mostly with you guys as quarterbacks? Is he all around the offense? Is
it, you'd have to ask Bill that one.
Yeah.
But he's around.
Thus far, and what's it been like working with him?
Brandon, I think first and foremost is a great guy. You know, he's been great in the locker room and a great teammate. And then obviously you see the plays that he's able to make out here on the field, and it's exciting. I think anytime for a quarterback, when you get a receiver of his caliber in, I know most of the time he's in there with Tom, but I always want to get a chance to throw to those guys too, just to see and feel them out and how they run their routes and things like that. So it's always, you know, in this stage of the season to you know, figure those guys out and how they run certain routes and things like that. It's always fun.